Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
On Friday, we heard the rumours that Ireland's favourite dolphin, Fungi, hadn't been seen in a number of days, and there were concerns rising about his whereabouts. Jimmy Flannery from Dingle Sea Safari and Dingle Dolphin Tours was on with us on Friday, and is on the line again because, Jimmy, the news isn't as good as we'd hoped over the weekend, is it?
No, unfortunately not. After an extensive search the last few days, and yesterday a search which involved the Mallow Search and Rescue, along with the Dingle Coast and Cliff, a number of Fungi boats, our own boats, unfortunately nothing was to report.
How out of character is this for Fungi in the grand scheme of things, considering he's been around for, you know, 30 years or more in Dingle? How out of character is it?
Well, to be very honest, in my experience over the last over 30 years now, I'm 31 years kind of doing boat trips to him, and it's 33 years since I first brought Angus McInally out. This is the first time that Fungi has not been seen for a whole day, not to mind a few days. So it is completely out of character. I mean, we'd often go down and there'd be trips that we wouldn't see him for an hour or two or maybe 4 or 5 hours. But that would be the most. So this is completely out of character for him.
Has he ever been sick before that you would notice or required any veterinary help?
Yeah, well, I suppose a few years back there, we were concerned about his health. But the thing is, people must understand, and I think an awful lot of people don't understand, that Fungi was a completely wild animal. Fungi was never fed. The only reason Fungi ever came to the boats was because the company, he wanted to. If he didn't want to, then he didn't. So, you know, we did feel a few years ago that he was down a bit, from around September up until the following February. But he came around, he rallied around and came back to good health and was fine. He was just very, very quiet. He wasn't interacting with the boats at all. But this time, he got quiet at the end of the summer, but that happens every year. He kind of just, I think he gets bored. He gets used of us going out. Fungi, you always had to keep him amused. He was, you know, it was like a little pup. You had to keep him, you know, occupied. If you didn't, he just got bored and he went off. Because you must remember, like I said, the only thing that was ever in this far Fungi was the company.
The company.
So he didn't come for any other reward, you know. So, you know, it's a very difficult one and a very, very...
Yeah, I can hear that in your voice, Jimmy.
Time. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's been part of not only my life, an awful lot of people's life, my whole adult life. And at this stage now, it's deeply, deeply concerning. He's part of the family, Dave. He's not, this isn't, you know, there's been some hateful comments went up on I don't take notice of them an awful lot, but really most of the comments have been really, really supportive. But people must just, I'd like to, you know, to realize how much this animal actually meant to us.
Well, obviously it's difficult to know where he could be at the moment for those of you who are, you know, scanning the ocean for him, but let's go to an expert and see just what is the typical behaviour of a dolphin and whether this is at all typical. Pádraig Hooley from the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group is on the line. Hello, Pádraig.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, it's Dermot here, Dave's here too. How unusual is it for a dolphin to just go on a disappearing act for a while?
Well, how unusual is Fungi, I suppose. And Fungi is a world record breaker. I mean, he broke all the records. I mean, all the records were thrown out the window sort of many years ago regarding Fungi's behavior. Now, we have had, and we still have, other solitary bottlenose dolphins that have been in certain areas, sometimes for a couple of months, sometimes for a season, but certainly nothing like Fungi. I'm just looking at Sean Mannion's book here, Winter 1983. So he came in there 37 years ago, and when Fungi came in first, he wasn't a calf, he wasn't even a juvenile. He was quite a big, sturdy, robust adult, presumably. So, I mean, you'd have to say Fungi now is at least in his early to mid-40s minimum, but he could be older.
And how would that compare to this projected lifespan of a wild dolphin?
Yeah, certainly he would have his bus pass at this stage. He would be certainly considered to be on the sort of the older age of the spectrum. Now, some dolphin species can be very long-lived. Like, for instance, killer whales are members of the dolphin family. They're just big dolphins.
Yeah.
But, you know, female killer whales are known in British Columbia to live to over 100.
Yeah.
Now, the females typically outlive the male. I know there are records of male killer whales that are in their early to mid-70s. So, I mean, Fungi could conceivably have longer, but I'm not sure how old sort of bottlenose dolphins get, but I would imagine not too much older than what Fungi is or is projected to be at the moment. So it's kind of sad, but perhaps not unexpected.
How unusual would it be, Padraig, for a solitary dolphin to join the pack again?
I think at this stage it would be really strange if Fungi, after nearly 40 years, just took off and joined. I mean, there are bottlenose dolphins and indeed other dolphin species in Dingle Bay, you know, practically year-round, common dolphins, Risso's dolphins and the like, but he would only really interact with his own species. And over the years and decades, and Jimmy and others would have seen this, Fungi would have, you know, would have joined up maybe for a short period of time, couple of hours a day with other dolphins, but he'd never stay with them. He'd always come back to his core habitat, which was the inner Dingle Harbour.
And do we know why certain bottlenose dolphins do this? Because, I mean, there are records of solitary bottlenose dolphins, as you said, around the world. Why do they just, you know, randomly choose to not be part of a pod or whatever and just head off on their own?
It's a mystery, and it is a wonderful mystery. The behavior is definitely aberrant. It's not normal for bottlenose dolphins to actually seek out human interaction. And you know, what happened there, you've got a beautiful spot, God's own country, a glorious location, and of course it was the people that started swimming and interacting with them, and that perhaps was the just lit the paper, the,
yeah,
you know, that little catalyst for Fungi to stay on in the area. I mean, obviously, wonderful place, full of salmon, full of his favourite food. I mean, what's not to love about it? And it just worked for him. And of course, the more he became, you know, started interacting with humans, the less likely he ever was to go back and join the wild bottlenose dolphin populations, you know, that are regularly in the area.
What about mating, Padraig, actually? I mean, is there a chance that he just found love?
He certainly found love with Dingle. Now, whether Fungi ever mated during that period is unknown. I personally think it's probably unlikely. One of the theories was always that Fungi could have been quite old when he came in first, you know, and he may well have been post productive, and maybe Dingle was always just a retirement home from
nice place to retire.
You know, exactly, and he was no longer perhaps likely to be competing with young, burly, sort of aggressive male bottlenose dolphins. He wasn't into competing with females. But you know what, we're just hypothesising and speculating largely, but it is undoubtedly sort of a difficult time, because, I mean, at one stage it seemed, you know, nearly 50% of tourists travelling to Ireland, not just to the Munster area, but travelling to Ireland, were coming to see did this wonderful solitary dolphin, and it is really, you know, my guess is, and our guess in the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group is that potentially millions of people at this stage from around the globe have seen Fungi. It is a truly remarkable story, and when they're writing the history books on solitary bottlenose dolphins, right up there on page one will be Fungi. It's amazing.
100%.
Jimmy, what's next in the search for Fungi?
I suppose, look, the plans at the moment, the full scale, we say, of the boats going out morning and eve, morning until night, the boatmen are exhausted, both mentally and physically. You know, like I said, at the moment they're searching for a friend that's missing. So we decided that, you know, the full scale, after we were concerned that, you know, if Fungi had passed that, you know, we thought his you know, that we may find him on the regular places. That wasn't the case yesterday, you know, with the side scan and the divers yesterday, when that didn't happen, we're pretty convinced he's not there. So look, all the boats are going to do now is they will go out in the morning, they'll go out in the evening, and we'll just live in hope. I won't be able to pass a pod of bottlenose dolphins ever again. You know, we see them, as far as I said, they're Dingle Bay, they're nearly there full time. But I won't be able to pass a pod without, you know, looking to see is our beloved Fungi in the middle of them. You know, I suppose it is unlikely, there's no doubt about that, but just like a family member, you're never going to be ready to just give up and give in, you know, that and accept that that we're never going to see him again, you know.
Darren Athlone is the question, which is, has he ever been tagged, and if not, why not?
Oh, this is one that has popped up on Facebook and that I'm getting quite angry about. Just remember, Fungi was wild.
Yeah.
You tag him, he wasn't wild anymore.
Right.
And I would have fought tooth and nail for anybody that you know, would have tried to tag him. Whatever Fungi has done now, he's done it himself. And whatever he ever did, he did himself. If you tagged him, you took that away from him. And that's the reason why Fungi was never tagged. Simple as. He was wild and free, and he still is. As far as we're concerned, I'll always believe he's just swam off into the sunset, and wherever he is, he's off on an adventure somewhere, you know.
Well, let's hope that, as you said, wherever he is, he's happy. And you never know, Jimmy, maybe he'll turn back up again and give you an old wave of the fin. Hopefully he'll do that. Jimmy Flannery from Dingle Sea Safari and Dingle Dolphin Tours, and Padraig Hooley there from the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group. Thanks a million, lads.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.